Welcome back to Solving Your Health Puzzle. We've been discussing here about the digestive system and the importance of the digestive and having a healthy digestive system. And we also have Linda with us today. Now, she's come with us today to share her story. She's had a challenge with her life because she's got diabetes type 1. And so she's on insulin and so always been on insulin. But she also has adrenal fatigue and celiac disease, and she's been on all these medicines. And so, Linda, you know, you've been telling your story here. Tell us about the hepatitis and how that's affected you and what we've been able to do with that.
I had been diagnosed with hepatitis C back in 1993. And after two rounds of year-long chemotherapy, it's been in remission, and it stayed in remission. But my liver enzymes have always been above normal, indicating that my liver stayed in some low stage of inflammation. And after the treatment that I received, I got some test results from my doctor, and for the first time ever, and this was ended in 1999, and my liver enzymes stayed in that above normal stage ever since then. So we're talking from 1999 to 2011. For the first time ever, they fell back into the normal range, and they have stayed there ever since with the treatments that I received and all of the nutritional help and everything that I received. So my liver is no longer inflamed, despite the fact that I do have some scarring and cirrhosis from the hepatitis C. It stayed back in the normal range, and I was so excited about that because I don't have to worry anymore that that's going to develop any more cirrhosis. That's been a worry that's off my mind now. I don't have to think about that any longer.
Now, that's wonderful, Linda. You know, with bringing down that inflammation, you know, that inflammation just wasn't in your liver, but it was in other areas of the body. If I remember right, you had aches and pains all over your body, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, and I think it's from that, because that's so toxic to have those liver enzymes all over your body. It also affects your mind, affects your brain when you have that liver toxin, even a small amount. So to have that back in the normal range is the first time it's ever been seen. So that's something that I've been really grateful for.
And you were having those blood tests pretty periodically, right?
Every 3 months.
Every three months. The doctor had a pretty good handle on what was going on.
Yeah, she keeps track of all that, real close.
So she's brought down that inflammation, you know, for the hepatitis, you know. How about the aches and pains?
Yeah, I don't. I used to take a lot of ibuprofen or Aleve or things like that, and other than some minor arthritis that I have in my hands, I don't take it anymore.
So not only has the inflammation gone down in your liver, but it's also gone down where? In the other areas of your body.
Right.
And so your body's healing as we bring down that inflammation. Now, it's also kind of interesting that during all this process, you know, you were on, you said, 15 medications.
Right. Yeah, 15 medications. I remember bringing the big bag in to show you all of those. And I felt almost embarrassed to bring in that huge bag of stuff. And yet, you know, that was part of the program, was to bring it all in. Since then, you know, I dealt with depression quite a bit and problems with sleep. And I just recently had a visit with my psychiatrist, and he basically fired me because he had taken me off of most of the medication that he gave me. And the two that he left me on, he cut in half and left it up to me with my primary care doctor if I want to stay on those, or if she wants to gradually taper me off of those eventually. So there went three out the door. And then I don't take cholesterol medicine anymore. I don't take blood pressure medicine anymore. I don't take the medicine for heartburn, except on a rare occasion I may take it for like a week or so, and then I don't take it anymore. So I'm down to like 6 or 7 medications out of those 15.
That is amazing. What wonderful progress.
Yeah, it's wonderful now just to have those few that I do take. And then the ones that are left, I just take half of those rather than half the dosage rather than the whole thing. And it's nice too that my doctors were very supportive. I didn't know how they were going to feel about it, to go in and say, you know, hey, can I stop taking this, or how about if we don't take this? And they were both very supportive of not taking the medications, and or seeing, you know, how I would do without it. And they've both been very happy to drop the medications and stay with what I've been on. So it's been nice to, instead of having a huge pill box that took me a half an hour or more to fill, you know, every week, you know, to just have a few things to put in and not have all of those chemicals in our system.
I know, Nancy, didn't she work with you closely so that she could work with, not only with you, but so that assist you to work with your doctors so that you can become less dependent? And that's what we do here in our office, is that we just don't take people off their medications. You know, we work closely. And
no, she was the first one that noticed how low my blood pressure was and mentioned, you know, well, you're taking this blood pressure medicine and yet your blood pressure is so low. And so she mentioned that to me, and so I talked to my doctor, and she noticed the same thing. And oddly enough, it was when one of the other psychiatric medications were lowered, and he mentioned to me, oh, I bet your blood pressure is lower. So here we have this mixture of stuff that was causing my blood pressure to be high. So my doctor said, yes, you know, let's go ahead and drop it all together. But it was carefully done, and working with Nancy and my doctor. So yes, it was a combination of working with Nancy and my doctor. And, you know, at no time did we just, you know, randomly say, hey, we're going to stop this medicine. You know, it was done with the help of my doctors too.
Time has just run out. We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That's why we are offering you, for those who call right now, a free CD for your personal computer on Solving Your House Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. That is a $35 value. We are also reserving for those who call right away a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how you can solve your health puzzle. That is a $100 value. But you need to call us within the next 10 minutes at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD and you can schedule for your appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355.
This has been Solving Your Health Puzzle with Dr. Stuart Yeager.